Okay, so if we're, once again, we're in Siman Kuf Nun Dalad. Excuse me. We'll be on Yud Dalad in a moment, but well, let's go back to Yud Gimel. We saw Yud Gimel yesterday, it's third line. The Machaber says, Nersha Beis HaKnesses Mutter Li Kros, next halakh, Yud Dalad. Eim Adlikim Nersha Hedyot. We did this very quickly yesterday. You're not allowed to light a mundane light. Think fire, right? Miner Beis HaKnesses, from the light of a shul. So in other words, again, candelabras, there's a fire, right? There's candles. So I want to go and, I don't know what, I'm going to barbecue tonight. So, you know, I got to, so the grill's almost there, but I need fire. So I'm going to, I'll go into shul, you know, take my little, whatever it is, stick, and I'll light it from there and then go to home. And so you can't do that. Not allowed to use the light, again, because the light we discussed, the light, the oil that is donated to the shul is Kodesh. You can't use that just for anything. V'yesh misha omer, some say, tahani mili ba'ot shedolek mitzvah. So that's when it's still lit for mitzvah. Avol kashe tzarek lechvol sa mutar. But if it's at a time when you have to extinguish it, so then you could light your stick from the light that was lit for the shul, because now everybody's leaving, everybody's out of the shul, so we're going to extinguish the fire, the candles, and so you could do that, because it's not, that's a second opinion. Now the Ramah said, if you remember yesterday, so Ramah says, now we're not so stringent on this, and if there's a big need, we allow it. The efshar shagam gein das based in masna bekach. V'chaimu kol dvarim shenagu lahakel v'dvarim elu v'hut mehay taima. Again, we saw the Ramah says this a number of times, that it could be because there's a time based and there's a stipulation. In other words, when the person donated it, it was understood that anybody would use it for, so people could daven or learn by it. But, you know, people use it for other things also, so that was understood when it was donated. Now, we didn't do the Bir Halacha yesterday. The Bir Halacha says that the same thing not only applies to the shul lights, but any mitzvah light. So let's say you have a Havdalah candle Saturday night, and you lit the Havdalah candle to make Havdalah on. So let's say I'm in the middle of Havdalah. Somebody comes over and says, you know, I have Malav Malka tonight. Well, you know, I have to light my barbecue. My shooter is not working. The gas went out of it. You know, you can imagine this easily happen. Could I use your light? I have to start, you know, I need a stick with them. Can I light my light? And then I'll go next door and put it on the fire and then start the fire. You know, you can imagine somebody wanting to do that. You know, use a Havdalah candle, you know, for their fire, will bring Kedusha to the, you know, some type of thing like that. You can imagine that. So there's one little problem, and that's this halacha. If it's lit for a mitzvah, you're not allowed to use it. But the Bir Halacha says that la'achar shehivdeh alel, but if you already made Havdalah, let's say I finished making Havdalah, the person who comes in, kvar nasa a mitzvah mutar lahadlik mimena. So once it's the same concept. So according to the second opinion, once the mitzvah is done, once it's finished, we're finished davening maariv. So we're going to turn off the lights, right? We're going to extinguish the candles, right? So once the mitzvah is done already, and there's no usage for it, so the second opinion in the Machaber says, then you can use it for a mundane usage. So the Bir Halacha says the same thing applies by any mitzvah candle. Except for Hanukkah, of course. Well, that's different. That's a different discussion. But here, I got a Havdalah candle. I lit it for Havdalah candle. So if I didn't make Havdalah yet, you can't come and light your victory cigar with it, right? But let's say if I already made Havdalah, so that's the case in the Mechaber. And the Bir Halacha says then you would be allowed to light for it for any use you want. I just want to mention the Mishnah Berurah also says that we said in this Halacha you cannot use a shul fire for a mundane usage. Let's say somebody wants to come in the shul and the candles are lit, They want to light a candle to light, use for their Hanukkah lecht, so they could light their Hanukkah candles or their Shabbos candles, right? Somebody lives next door to the shul, no fire, so they run to shul, and but people are about to daven mincha, and the woman wants to light, you know, she wants to climb up a ladder and then light, and then go and use that to help. So the Mishnah Berurah says that would be okay, because this is a mitzvah candle in the shul, and that's a mitzvah candle because of, so that's okay. What we're talking about is somebody's barbecue. That's the whole issue. And again, you have those two opinions. First opinion says you can't. Second opinion says after the mitzvah is done, you can.
Okay? What about Tzu'udat mitzvah? Are you allowed to use it? It's a good question.
That's a good question. He says, or Tamatora would also be okay. So let's say, you know, you needed to light a room. There's going to be a shear in the other room. So we got to, you know, go light those. So that would also be okay.
All right. So let's say a light bulb.
Yes, we're not talking about the... so we discussed that a couple days ago. That most Poskim say, let's say, using the whole issue would be really the Chazan's light. Chazan's light. Well, let's put it this way. Like a lot of shuls in front of the Chazan, I remember my father's day, they didn't use electric. My father's day, they used candles. Not here, but in the basement. They had candles. They had those long tapered candles. They light them every day. It's always fun to watch the old men. Some of the old men, you know, do that. You know, I always like freak out when they, Mr. Rothman, and they'd stop and I'm sorry, you're going to bring it. These are the same guys who drank schnapps after that, you know, like live till 90. Right, so that would be a problem.
To take it home, like when they're.
Right, or I want to do whatever I want to do, or yeah, so that would be a problem. Yeah, I want to take it home, candlelight dinner. Yeah, that would be awesome. Right. Okay.